us together, but it don't matter, no. Cause we gon' fight. Oh, yes, we gon' fight. Believe we gon' fight. Fight for our right to love, yeah. Nobody wanna see us together, but it don't matter, no. Cause nobody wanna see us together. Nobody thought we'd last forever. I feel I'm hoping and praying things between us don't get better. Men steady coming after you, women steady coming after me. Seems like everybody wanna go for self and don't wanna respect boundaries. Telling you all those lies just to get on your side. But I must admit there was a couple secrets I held inside. But just know that I try to always apologize. And I'ma have you first always in my heart to keep you satisfied.
That is Akon, and it's Don't Matter. Good morning, Puddings. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I love this song when I first heard it. Trust me, it was some years ago. When I first heard this song, I was working in Atlanta at this shop, Love Shack. And to me and this store had this connection, right? No matter what. And they would transfer me to different stores, but I always wind up back at Love One, where I got hired at, all of that, right? And I'm talking about they would send me to different shops, different ones. I ain't have a car. I don't even know how I got around to some of these places, but they would send me. But no matter what, go back to Love One. Go right back to Love One. I went and was a GM at another store and all of that. And Love One was going down. It was like, hey, the numbers are going down. We need you back. And I would come in playing that song. No matter what. It don't matter. Nobody would say. I would play it for like a whole week. They would get so mad. I started there, right? And I ended there. When I got fired at Love One, right? Started and ended. Started as I came and ended. As I came in. Even when I worked at Hookah Hookup, started as I came in, ended. Same spot. I love to go out with a good ending, especially where I started, right? Most don't understand that, but it's okay. Let me explain. I like to either leave gracefully, right? Nothing personal. It's all business. You know, once my services are no longer needed or required, I move on. You know, I've been fired from jobs. Listen, we got to let you go. And I've been, you know, well, I quit. Like, okay, I'm out. Same for me. So either which way, it was great for me. You know, it was. It was great for me. But the one thing that I appreciate was the experience that I got. Good, bad, or indifference. I still got some experience. Something that I can add to me, take with me for the rest of my lives. And I got to meet some great people, right? Whether they was batshit crazy or not, I still got to meet them, you know? And I had to be there to meet them at that time. So I was appreciative of every ceremony, every, you know, everything, in other words, that I went through. I appreciate each and every one. I've learned that we can be friends and we don't have to be friends. And let me explain. I appreciate people. I'm cordial to people. And I know how to walk away without, you know, I don't. Listen, when people think, this is the mentality a lot of people have. If you know me, you know me, right? Let's just be honest. If you know me, you know me. If you don't know me, it's okay. You can know a version of me. Maybe, you know, my online presence give you a fucked up mood or a great mood. Either which way, you got some kind of vibe from me, right? Not everybody gonna like me. I'm good with that. I'm not for everyone. And I'm great with that. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's trillions of people out here. I'm not Jesus. I'm not trying to help and save the whole entire world. No, I'm good with that. But people don't understand that. I can be cordial. Hey, how you doing? And I don't have to fuck with you. Right? So when I would be at work, right? This is experience from the Love Shack. I'd be at work. I was cordial to people. Hey, how you doing? Hey. And I kept it moving. Now, if you came into Love One and you're like, oh my God, I so love you, I'm going to stop you. We're not doing that. We're not entertaining the masses. We don't fuck with each other. Hi, how you doing? And that's it. I greeted you because I'm working here. And that's the requirement. We got to greet you. Hey, how you doing? Welcome to Love One. Thank you. Let us know if you need anything. Please walk around. We have some sales, you know, over here is our clearance counter. Hey, by the way, we got 4 packs of DVDs for $20. How you doing? And we keep it moving. I'm either cleaning something, talking, or watching a TV show when I knew I wasn't. But shit, I was in love with Buffy the Vampire Slayer then. Don't judge me. Now, you had employees that came from other stores. I didn't rock with a lot of them. And it was okay with me, right? So I remember this girl. Ozzy would call her the pink crazy or whatever. We didn't rock. We did not rock. We didn't, you know, but I was cordial. I was the manager, so I had to be nice. Listen, this is what you do. Now, girlfriend, because she already heard of my reputation or whatever, right? Oh, because they would call me Ford. Oh, Ford is mean. Okay, you don't know me. So you're going by what somebody else said, and most likely I gave them enough rope and they hung themselves. So that was that. So the pink puffy, right? God bless the day. Ozzy would call her that. She got there, right? So I guess she wanted to test her authorities or whatever. So, you know, during the day, I went to the mall, right? My staff was good. They were on point. Ozzy and them. Okay. I took my break. I went to the mall with my little shorty. And I would come back in the time frame I was supposed to. Don't get it twisted, right? Because we had cameras and shit. And I ain't need nobody getting on my nerves. But if I had to stop at the bank or whatever that I came through, I don't owe you. I'm the manager. I don't owe you an explanation. You employee. No. Do your work, right? Don't worry about this. I got this. So the one day I did, I went to the mall. And I had to stop at the bank to get change, right, for the store. Did all of that. Called, asked Ozzy, do they want something to eat? Okay, so I was like 20 minutes behind. So I got there. So girlfriend decided that when it's time for her to take her break, right? She ain't come back for like an hour and a half. I know you lying, right? So when she came back, I said, clock out, go home. What? Clock out, go home. I didn't say nothing. It's just her. I didn't say nothing when you were late. The staff and everybody looked was like, like, stop. I said, excuse me? She said, I didn't say nothing when you was late, and maybe, because she was going to call, you know, back then, God bless the dad, Patrick. I'll call Patrick and let him know how you be leaving late. I said, you'll clock out before I clock you out. And I ain't talking about on no clock. She clocked out. She left. She went to the main office. Okay. That was it. Now, my boss used to have this saying to people, don't pull her on the carpet unless you got proof, because trust and believe, you pull her, she ain't going to back down because she coming full blazes. Well, little Pinky, I guess she didn't get the motherfucking memo. She at the office talking about how I was late and I came back and I didn't tell nobody nothing and I think I run this company. Like, she was going in. Now, mind you, I had to pick up some paperwork from the office. They already knew, right? All of that. We talked, did all that. And I came back. I was 20 minutes behind. 20 minutes. So I get there. She said, I don't think she understands about this company. Just going in. And everybody's sitting there looking. So now I walk in the door. You should have saw it. It was like somebody turned the lights on. The roaches scattered. Everybody was gone. And I walked in, and she was sitting there. And I said, what's the matter? Why am I here? I said, because I got, you know, stuff at my store. What's going on? So they was like, she's saying that, you know, on this day you were late. You know, she has a picture of you coming in with the time. I said, okay. I said, Rachel. She said, yeah. I said, what I had to come here for? She said, oh, to pick up the papers for the employees. We have the new packet and stuff. They had to fill that out. We needed ASAP, so I told her to stop off. Then she had to meet in with John real quick because, you know, she wanted to do a promo or something, and she had to see Casey and get that. I said, now, answer me this. Is she my boss? Do she sign my paycheck? Because she's an employee. Why I need to talk to her? Why? Why do I need to explain? Oh, unless y'all got her there and she's hitting it, she's the new GM or whatever. I can take your job. I said, here, take it. I said, I know you won't last a week, but take it. And I sure did. I was the employee, right? I did. I gave it to her that day. This is why I gave it to her. So I had Slim. I had, oh my God, my staff was gangster anyway. Rob, Carmen, all of them. And they was like, you're not the GM? No, Pinky is. Ozzy was like, oh, Pinky, oh my God. Oh my God, Pinky, you're so stupid. He had me die. He said, oh, Pinky, you're so stupid. You don't even know what you're doing. Girl, we gonna run all over you. So she went to the pet store, got a fish, brought a fish into a sex shop. Right? I didn't say shit. I didn't care. Ozzy was like, oh, Pinky, you're so stupid. You're so stupid. So, mind you, I gave her everything. Here, ma. You do it. You listen. You know more than me. I don't have time to argue. I'm good at being an employee. So she was like, she assumed she was giving me the worst hours, right? Oh, trust me. Girlfriend thought she was exacting revenge. She said, oh, she can work at night. Okay. I always love working at night. That's how I started. But she didn't know that. See, all she heard was rumors. She didn't know me. So I started at night. That was my thing. I love working at night. My kids would sleep, and I come in the morning. And I could sleep all day, put the kids, they in school, so I could relax. And then I get up, do what I need to do. I ain't have to be to work until 8 o'clock at night. So I was good, right? I was off on the weekends. So, mom, those are the busiest days, but it was good. So I was at night, right? Because, you know, she did her thing, right? Not even gonna lie. For the first week, everybody was doing it. Now, first week, okay, she's, I told you I can do this. Next week, sales dropping. Next week, sales dropping. Now, you gotta do you know, change the videos out and all of that. So then she goes, right? Because now she thinks she wants to make me suffer because the numbers is dropping and stuff. She don't have it all together. You got to be there at a certain time. They come and pick up the money. He had an outside agency would come and pick up the money. So you had to do that. You had to be on time for that. You had to do bank runs, all of that. Okay. She said, oh, let her do and change out the videos at night. Nope, women can't change out the videos at night. Nope, that's a morning thing. I'm not doing that. That's the rules. You better look. So I wouldn't change them out. I was happy. I ain't had to deal with that shit, finding movies and all of that, listening to customers. All I did was, mine was a piece of cake. I just finished up whatever. I didn't have to do reports, none of that. So now we all go, they go, because I didn't have to go to no more meetings or nothing. So I was good. Shit. I was asleep. Right? Got off. I was asleep. Locked the door. I knew I did everything right. Store got robbed. Remember that? I was asleep. All I hear, somebody banging on the door. Yo, they want you at the meeting. Because I lived close by. They want you at the meeting. Why? I don't know. I was like, no. They was like, yo, come on. They sent us to come and get you. You got to go at the meeting. I go at the meeting. The owner embarrassed Pinky. He said, I gave you a shot. Because you got here and you did all of this. He was like, it's hard putting those shoes on, huh? Uh-huh. He said, uh-uh. He said, take your goddamn store back for it before I kick your ass out of there. I was like, what? I said, I don't think, take the store back, shut up. I said, the only way I'm taking it back, send her ass to love too. Let her go with my son in them. Because I ain't got time for that. No, please, can I say no? Because see, my son was just as horrible as me when it came to no excuses. But he treated his staff like they were all royalty. But you didn't give him an excuse because he didn't have any, right? Because I trained him. So she was like, no, no, no. She was like, let her stay. I said, no. I said, no, she can't. Nah, no. You're not going to sit here and try to embarrass me, humiliate me or whatever, and we're going to be cool and I'm going to let you come and destroy me. No, babes. I gave you your shot. You had it. You had it. You had your shot. I backed down. I allowed you to do and take lead. You know what I'm saying? There's a reason why I'm sharing this story. I allowed you to do, to take lead. I don't have no competition with anyone. You want to do better? Shit, I'd be happy. Let me move over. I'm over here in my little corner, minding my business. Right? I used to tell people, I know how to make kings and queens. Because you got to come from something in order to create something. So I already know what it feels like to be broke. So let me open up your mind, your imagination, take the ceiling off of your dream so you can soar. But here it is. You want to sit here and check me or treat me like I'm something or think that you got this. So let me move. Because see, I already have the experience. That's why I'm humble when I stand in front of people that already did that. That's why I stopped hanging around spiritual people because when I first started out, all my friends were spiritual because I needed to learn what they learned. But I hung around them that was already established. Don't get it twisted. Now I hang around authors because I need those that are established and writing books, right? So I don't really hang around the spiritual community. Now I do have an obligation and I have a responsibility of helping, doing, guiding, all of that. And I'm still do that every chance I get. But guess what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to sit here and go and be like, oh, you got to do this. No, no, no. Because see, when you know more than me, guess what I do? I back up. I've been telling y'all, when y'all see the less of me, you see the best of me. I don't ring people's phones. I back up. I'm in my own world. I'm in my own zone. I'm backing up. I don't get involved in a lot of the beefs and all of that. If a victim or someone comes to me, I help them to the best of my ability, or I will, because I love networking, I will send them to someone that is in their area so they can help out. Been doing that. It's not nothing new. Been doing that. And guess what I don't do? I don't advertise it. All I advertise is recommendations. Hey, do you know someone? And then I let that person, listen, watch this, see who you need, and go and help. Go and get your services. That's all. That's it. I don't get on and be like, oh, well, I help this one. I don't give a fuck because it's not about that. I don't sit down and, first of all, I don't sit nowhere where no one is doing nothing but gossiping. That shit right there kills me. That's why I don't have a lot of female friends. I know a lot of females. And the women, right? I'm saying females. I ain't saying women. Females. Women, when we sit around, we are uplifting. We are encouraging. We are motivating. Yo, do this. Hey, I watched your video. You need to do more of this. Hey, they encourage you. They give you professional criticism. Why? Because they already built their platform. So I'm going to learn from them. I'm going to sit down and be humble and say, hey, so if I do it, hey, B, yeah, don't get it twisted. I don't mix all my friends together. I don't run out on the plug. I hook you up with the plug. Now it's up to you. I got girls that do wigs, right? This is why I don't do the plug thing, right? So whatever they charge me, that's my price. It's not your price. It's mine. That's why I don't tell people prices. Oh, well, let them get it to you like they give it, you know, let them give it to me like they give it to you. You haven't earned that. Stop trying to walk, sneak through the back door. You got to earn that. You know what I'm saying? There's a barter system. Yo, some people, I know they can't pay me. So they barter with me. Yo, can you be my, shit, I got you. What you need? You need a reading? I do this, this, and this. Matter of fact, come see. All right. And that's it. It works for me. Works for them. Doesn't mean it's going to work for you. That's not your hookup. I don't even expect for your hookup to hook me up. Because it doesn't work that way. When I call people, hey, what's your derecho? Whatever. I don't complain. That's your number. Now, if you do great work and you do great things, then I know, yo, the next time, okay. But it's a table of us. You don't always get to eat. You got your plate. Hold on. Might be the next one. I don't have to go to you for everything. Yo, when I first came in, right, into my Santo house, I remember someone was telling my godmother and my godfather, Ibae, oh, yeah, you know, Ifa Bayo has sent somebody over there. My godmother looked and said, yeah, that's how she is. They were like, what? She said, no. She believes that. There's room at for the table for everybody. Everybody get to eat. It'll be you if your services is needed or you. She was like, yo, she spreads it. That's nothing new for her. So I never had that argument with them ever. Ever as long as I was living. I never had that argument with them because they knew. That's how I came in. It was, if this person needed a bottle out, yo, let me go over here. If this person needed something for a Sentado, oh, okay. If they needed someone for over, all right, can I come here? Like, it was always that. It was never, oh, I only bring people here. No. Because you can't save the full world. That's the reason why we have a community. You know what I'm saying? But now they may charge me $300 for something that might cost thousands. Don't mean they're going to charge you that. You know what I'm saying? Whatever their price is, if you love their service, you love their work, you're going to pay it. If not, guess what? I'm going to do it, but here's your money. I'm not coming back. That's it. That's all. But if you want it, you're going to get it. That's what I tell people. Like, yo, when you go in the store and you see a pair of shoes, like, I love bags. I love bags. So if I go in the store and I see a bag, but it has to be a certain bag, and if it's like, oh, that bag is $300. I'll be back. I can't get it now. I got to move some things around or whatever. If it's meant, I'm going to get it. 2 months, 3 months. Oh, you got your bag. I sure did. That's it. I remember all the things that I saw. I was like, yo, that's nice. I can't afford it now. But when I do, I'll get it. You know? But you got to... When people show you who they are, yo, you got to go with it. Listen, I ain't got time to hate on nobody. I really don't. I don't. You know, my homeboy, Fat, he always tell me that. Yo, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. So what are you doing? Yo, you started off good. Because sometimes you get deterred. Let's be honest. Sometimes you get deterred. You be over here. But see, I love the people that love me. Yo, what you doing? Yo, why you over there? Yo, you started off doing this. Why you over there? Huh? Yo, get back over there. You want a good thing. Yo, build on that. Stop doing all that. Yo, you used to always get offline at a certain time. You ain't stay on this shit all day. Yo, why you on here? Huh? Yo, for real. Come on. For real? That's not you. It's not your character. It's not you. What's going on? What's the matter? Oh, yeah. Come on. Yo, we got you. Yo, such and such wrote this. All right, yo, nah. There was a, and I don't post beefs online, right? But there was this person that, to be honest, they didn't get on my nerves because I didn't allow them to. And I think that's what's driving them crazy because I didn't allow them to get on my nerves. The other people, this dude tormented them. I mean, he wrote them texts. They still got it. Like, they done posted it. They done put it out there, right? One was white. She was like, oh, you know, I can't believe that this guy is writing these things to me. I'm kind of scared. I didn't be bothered. First of all, I didn't live in this state, so it wasn't worth it. So I wound up leaving. You're not a factor to me. I really have mastered the unbothered thing. You're not a factor. I don't check up on you. I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't care. So, bow, you popped up out of the blue. All right. So I let my stance be known to the people that I love. Yo, I don't fuck with him. Okay. So it wasn't like I didn't tell, you know, the people that I loved or the people that was in my circle. All right. So then when I called, right, it was a sister, me and her didn't even speak. But when this shit popped up, I was like, hold on. Because technically, he didn't do shit to me. He just got on my nerves. But I seen what he did to other people. Yo, no. So I walked away, which was great. So I called her. And she was like, don't give him the chance. Oh, no, I wasn't at all. Nah, no, no. Because you violated in a very big way. People can wear masks for a long time. But one thing, and even in time, those masks got to fall off. People going to see you for who you are. So I didn't say anything. I didn't go to the spiritual community and say, because I would. You're not a factor, right? You're not a factor. So, like I said, I stepped aside. But then he started showing his true colors to everybody. Okay. I don't need to entertain clowns. I don't need to entertain circuses. I don't need to put anybody in harm's way or anything like that. I just remove myself. That's it. I remove myself. And I was, yeah, of course, I posted, wow, really? Wow. Yo, I'm out. And that was it. I don't have no hatred against no one. I don't feel bad for no one. None of that. I can't tell people who to hang with. I can't tell people who to be with. I can't tell people who they need to receive services from. I can't tell nobody that. We are grown. We make our own alliances. We make our own friends. We make our own enemies. But I always have to remember Tony Shango, Cabo Sile, he's damn near 30-something years crown, right? He said, Yawo, when you come out, he said, remember this, a bad name travels fast. Always be careful who you align yourself with. He said, sometimes you're going to make some mistakes, but when you do, own it and keep going. The method is don't stop doing. You knocked on the door for a reason. Own it. Accept it. You accepted it when you walked through. Okay. So I did that. There are going to be people that's going to do some fucked up things in this religion, in this world, right? And we won't know because we don't know everybody. We don't take the time, you know, now we starting to wake up of vetting people or letting people say, yo, you know what I'm saying, before I sign up for you, let me see what you're about. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a problem back then of helping people, oh, do it like this. Yo, do it, because somebody always took the time to give me some knowledge. But if my knowledge or even my information is not helping you, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to stop talking. The fuck? I can give it to someone that's really out here trying, that's hitting the mud, that's doing it. I can give them some counsel. You know what I'm saying? That's it. But when I see how you move, or if I see how you do things, I don't have no hatred for you. I just remove myself. I don't need to be invited to everything. I'm cordial. I give people props where props is due. I don't have to like you, but if I see you doing stuff for the community and you're helping and you're doing, I'm going to lift you up. Hey, all right. But I'm going to keep on going. Your name's not going to be uttered in my mouth because I ain't got time for that. You know what I'm saying? People are quick to believe the fucked up things about you. They don't even get to know you, but they believe they want to believe that. But I don't have time to sit and coddle or make you believe or show you who I am. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I really don't care. It's not where I have to prove myself. I did that 50-something years ago. I'm not doing that no more. I done got to a part where I want to walk in a room where I don't have to introduce myself. And guess what? I'm almost there. When I walk somewhere, oh, my God, that's C5Bayo. Hey, baby, how you doing? Hey. And that's it. That's all. Or, oh, yo, I saw you. Oh, okay. Thank you. And I love that. Thank you, because you gave me hope. And guess what I do? I do that to other people. When I met David Sosa, I was like, yo, you don't understand. You gave me hope, man. Like, for real. I didn't have any. I was on the verge of. So you gave me that. So I give honor when honor is due. Now, it might be people he run with that I don't like. Okay, I know to remove myself. Don't mean I don't like him. I have a great love for him. But it's okay. And it might be people that I'm around that he go, oh, no, I don't like them. But doesn't mean he don't love me. Okay. Now, what I won't do, and that's just how I am, I'm not going to allow someone else to dog him out. Nah, I don't do that. Nah, you know, do that with someone else, not me. Yo, I'm out. Because why? When you could call them and go and see them, you don't need to tell me. Nah, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? But when you do that, I got other things to worry about. I appreciate it. Oh, okay. But when you hang with people I don't hang with, or you fuck with people I don't fuck with, I'm not gonna be there. I don't have that gene in me. Like, oh, just be nice to them, give them a chance. Fuck you. And die for even asking me that. You be uncomfortable. I'm not going to be uncomfortable for no fucking body. We don't rock, I'm out. That's it. That's all. Yo, much respect. When I was, yo, I had a god brother I didn't fuck with. Like, yo, he came in. I'm finished. All right, I'm out. All right, see y'all later. Bye. That's it. That's all. I'm too old. And I got too much to worry about than worrying if I got to watch my back for you. I don't sell drugs no more. I'm not doing that shit no more. I don't sell drugs no more. I don't have to look over my shoulder no more. That's it. I can sleep comfortable. I can walk around and be like, yo, I don't have to worry about the police or doing a hand-to-hand or if this is undercover. I don't have to do that no more. So I'm going to enjoy this. I don't know about y'all, but that's the life I lived. I don't need to live that life no more. I can enjoy it. I can sit in my living room and not worry about the police kicking down the fucking door because I got shit that I got to hide. No. I'm not that no more. I'm good. I don't need to have rice and bowls hiding stuff. I'm good. So trust me. I'm not going to be uncomfortable. I'm not going to be felt like my sanity or it's a negative vibe. I will just remove myself. That's all. That's it. It's not about you. It's not about anybody else. It's making sure I am okay. See, y'all can call me, oh, wow, she's selfish or she's arrogant. Call me what you want. Because I'm good with that. I've been called worse by better. Remember that. So I'm good. But what I won't do and I won't allow to be done, and I won't do it to no one else, is have someone somewhere and they're uncomfortable. And they don't know how, where they have to sit there like a fucking prisoner. We're not in prison. I can get up and leave. Bye. Have a good life. And that's it. And guess what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to be a repeat offender. I'm not coming back. Bye. Don't worry about it. We good. When I see you, hey, how you doing? That's it. I always tell people, I remember when Chill told me that. He said, yo, I don't see you in the clubs and stuff. I said, that's okay. I don't see you at the airport or the bank, so I'm good. We don't run in the same circle. Trust me on that one. Trust me. We don't. And if we do see each other in passing, hey, how you doing? And I'm going to keep it moving. We don't need to have a conversation. Why? I don't hate you. I don't have no beef with you. I don't do none of that. But guess what? We don't rock. I'm good with that. Have a great life. For real. I'm good with that. Always remember that. I don't want people to get it construed. I don't need people to say, oh my goodness, no, don't matter. It don't matter. I'm good. See, that song, it based on, yeah, for loved one and me, but it was really me. No one wants to see you together. What? No one wants to see you at peace in your life. No one wants to see you striving. Because if they're miserable, they want you to be miserable. No. See, it's always room at the fucking pity table. It's always. I'm not sitting at the pity table no more. I got the fuck up. I had to work on me. Therapy. Going to making sure I'm good. Eating right. Exercising. Taking care of my health. All of that. That shit don't happen overnight. So, no. And then I have people to say, yo, that's not even spiritual. Yo, what you doing? Yo, get back over here. Nah, that's not your lead. You in the wrong lane. Get back over here. I was on people's shows and stuff, doing lives. They like, yo, that's not you. Come on. What you doing? Yo, Dia, are you serious? Like what? No. What are you doing? Who are you reaching? Come on. Yo, stop. They're just gossiping. Come on. Bring your ass back over. What you signed up for? Yo, I signed up to, you know, educate, help, enlighten, talk, you know, just be real. And when people send me emails or whatever and share their story, I don't care. It can be like they think it's me, but it's not. Then stay in your lane. That's not your lane over there. Stay here. So you're right. Why are you not teaching no more, huh? What's wrong with you? Why? You worried about the wrong thing? You got your classes? Yeah. I don't have a lot of students. I don't give a fuck if it's one student. Take your ass back. All right. Now, hey, I was over here. Do you belong over there? No. Get your ass back. See, I do have team players, and I think I'm going to put that up for Cat Williams. Team player. See, team player. I got team players. Like, yo, get over here. Yo, what you doing? Nah, that's not you. Bring your ass back. Sit down. This your lane right here. Stop worrying about that. If someone comes and they need help, help them. But other than that, that's not your lane. This is your lane. You built this lane. Remember, you have 5 views. Now you're at 1, 2K, 3K. Get here. And guess what you're doing? You're being honest. But you're consistent. See, people would do something else. You're consistent. I need consistency. That's what you preach. Yeah. Then that's what you do. So is it just me? Just me. And I love it. And I thank them. I thank Barney and all of them for keeping me grounded. I thank them each and every time. Bitch, what you doing? Get back over here. You straying. Get back over here. And I appreciate it. I do. Every time. Every chance I get. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. So this morning, it's just me. I don't need no one to say, oh, well, she's not speaking to me. Nah. I got enough on my plate. I do. To worry about anything else. If I shout you out, hey, what's up? And that's it. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Always know that. I'm good. But I know my place. I know what I set up for. This was my agenda. This is my brand. I'm building it. Took me, 8 years to get this far. Because there's no such thing as an overnight success. But guess what? I can't do it online all the time. I got to bring this shit into fruition. So that's what I'm doing. And I appreciate it. Each and every time, I appreciate it. So thank you.